Ian Scholz. Nerds of privilege who think they own the rights to the past, apparently, and what is done with it, are very upset that Ghostbusters has been remade with women. The 1984 original was a classic, it seems, that should not be messed with. Well, okay, yes, it was a classic. It was the first, I guess you'd call, epic comedy. Before Ghostbusters, comedies with ghosts were shot in black and white and had Jerry Lewis or Abbott and Costello or the Stooges or black servants getting all scared. Either that or some breezy detective would figure out that the ghosts are really the young Patterson heir, pretending he wasn't back from Canada to scare everybody away from the old Patterson house so he could get the gold buried in the cellar, which is also every Scooby-Doo as well. Ghostbusters had a big budget, a funny script, action, a little romance, and then became a big hit, meaning I got totally sick of it and that song long before the disappointing sequel came out and the falling out between Bill Murray and Harold Ramis. It all became everything we hate and love about American culture. So I'm with you on the one hand, nerds who hate that Ghostbusters is being remade. Can't we just let the 80s die? What's wrong with us? On the other hand, there's some mighty funny women in this remake reboot, so it will probably become a thing. In a related new thing, there's a man named Michael Voris who is a right-to-lifer and how he has developed a concept called a ghost abortion, which is a person who would have existed if his mother and or father had not been aborted. This is supposed to give anti-abortion proponents concrete numbers to talk about the socioeconomic impact of abortion. The way Voris figures, according to the publication Texas Right to Live, there are 70 million or so missing ghost abortion Americans whose non-existence, multiplied by a per capita gross domestic product of $54,000 annually, has cost our economy $4 trillion. Now, there's a ghost number for you. But what if non-aborted people were gay? What if they could not have children? What if they adopted? Also, some of the people who did abort also had children later. What about miscarriages? Do they count? What if the children they had after all ran away from home and got hit by a car? What about other what-ifs? What if my dad, stationed in Germany at the end of World War II, had met and married a German girl? I would not have been born. Or maybe I would have been, but as Dieter, growing up to be the maker of bitter but very long films about how hard it is to be of German descent in America, you would not be hearing this, or you would be hearing it in German. And what if the first Ghostbuster had not been made? That would make this new Ghostbuster movie the first Ghostbuster. Unless Hollywood had never existed, which could happen, or might have happened, it's either inevitable or impossible. Pseudoscientists everywhere disagree, especially the ones whose parents were aborted. I gotta go.